On the phone with me this morning is a good friend of mine. I've known him for years. And in fact, you may remember that several months ago, I talked with Bill Kuntz. Bill is the founder of the Divorce and Beyond Ministry. It's always a pleasure to talk to him about this ministry. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Jim. Thanks for having me on again. I appreciate the opportunity to let the folks know about the ministry update on the Ministry of Divorce and Beyond.
Well, it's such a pertinent, such a relevant ministry. We've talked about that in the past, Bill. And in fact, let's just start this way. You are the founder of Divorce and Beyond Ministry. You founded it about 30 years ago, and you say frequently that this ministry began out of the ashes of your own divorce. Talk about that.
Yeah, Jim, a little bit over 30 years ago, it wasn't an anniversary I celebrated in any way, but yeah, a little over 30 years ago, I went through my own divorce, and it was definitely the most traumatic, trying experience of my life, and I've had a few things that would compete with that, but nothing really has come that close. And out of the ashes of that, a good friend of mine, Barry Long, who was a pastor at the Florence Vineyard at the time, encouraged me to start a ministry to people that were going through what I had been through. And so that kind of was the impetus that gave birth to Divorce and Beyond as we know it today.
And you have said frequently, Bill, you've said to me in person, you and I attend the same church, the Vineyard in Cincinnati, but you've said to me in person, you've said to me in past interviews, the phrase that you use is that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and that is so key to this ministry, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Jim. In fact, that's our key verse. It's found in Psalm 34:18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and heals the crushed in spirit. And I think that's why this ministry has been so blessed by the Lord, is because it is something that represents the very heart of His character and His desire to reach out to the broken, that we brokenness we experience in divorce.
Talk to me, Bill. We've talked about it in the past. Give me just kind of a 30,000-foot view of how prevalent divorce is in our society. Mm-hmm. You've talked about the percentages of first marriages not making it, second marriages, and so on. Talk to our listeners about that.
Sure. And a little bit of an update. We're actually seeing divorce rates decrease among our 20 and 30-somethings. I think part of that is because less of them are getting married. But then we're seeing an increase in the over 40 population. And I've been reading on some websites that divorce attorneys post that the divorce rates are going up, you know, since the COVID beginning in March. And, you know, and marriages that were already stressed and facing challenges have really come unraveled, a number of them. And so the divorce rate actually seems to be going up, according to what I've read on some divorce attorney websites in the last 6 months.
And certainly Christians, you and I are both followers of Jesus. Christians are not exempt in any way, are they?
That's exactly right. We have a number of people in our churches that have gone through a divorce, and, you know, a lot of them don't like to talk about it. They don't like to admit it because they feel like failures. The church, and rightfully so, lifts up the sanctity of marriage and the ideal that God has provided of a permanent relationship in marriage. And so when it doesn't last, when it falls apart, when it disintegrates and becomes destructive and ends in divorce, you know, people feel ashamed. People feel guilty. People want to hide it.
Yeah.
It's hard for them to talk about it with their Christian friends and even their Christian pastors because they feel, you know, at the heart like they've failed the church's ideal, and in a sense they have. And so we, you know, we're trying to reach out to people and bring them out of that place of sense of shame and guilt and say, let's talk about this. God wants to meet you where you're at. He wants to restore and heal and help you get better and help you to grow from here closer to who He has intended you to be.
Absolutely. I'm talking with Bill Kuntz. Bill is the founder of Divorce and Beyond Ministry, and it ministers to churches throughout Southwest Ohio. We'll get to that in more detail coming up here shortly. But, you know, Bill, it occurred to me, as you were saying there, that so many people don't like to talk about the fact that they've experienced divorce. Our listeners may not know that both voices that they're listening to now, your voice, you've been through divorce, my voice, I've been through divorce, and so you and I can relate to that, and yet we know, as you said, God wants to meet us where we are, and we're called to be in community, and that community is such a vital part of this Divorce and Beyond ministry, isn't it?
It sure is, Jim. Oftentimes people will come to the seminar and they'll see, you know, 50, 60, 80 people gathered in a room, and they'll be absolutely stunned. They'll be like, wow, here is, I mean, they don't know anybody yet, but they're like, there's this sense of, gosh, here are people who are going through something similar to what I'm going through. They get it. This is a place where I can belong. And then they get in their groups that we have during the seminar, and they talk and exchange and hear a lot of information, and they experience community, just exactly what you're talking about. And then, of course, the seminar is followed up by 13-week support groups, and the community deepens, and people get touched in the, you know, the raw places where they need to be able to move forward and heal.
Yeah. When I watched the two promotional videos for the Divorce and Beyond ministry, I'm talking with Bill Kuntz, the founder of Divorce and Beyond. When I watched the two promotional videos, Bill, that you sent my way not too long ago, and I listened to the people on the videos who attended the seminar, two words are mentioned so often, the word hope and the word encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hope is our key word. If you go onto our website, hope is the most prevalent word you'll find on our website. And that's exactly what we try to offer to people, is the hope that comes from the heart of God, that they can move forward with their lives. They're not stuck forever in this place of turmoil, but they can actually move forward and improve their lives, enrich their lives by understanding how they have personally contributed to the breakdown of their divorce, and then how they can move forward and enjoy healthier relationships going forward because of that.
I want to make sure that our listeners have the website as we continue talking here. The website is divorceandbeyond.org, divorceandbeyond.org. Now, let's talk for a few minutes, Bill. Let's let our listeners know that Divorce and Beyond is all about partnering with local churches. I mean, right now, there are so many people listening to us who belong to churches scattered throughout Southwest Ohio. Talk about the partnership angle of Divorce and Beyond. Touch on the benefits to a church and the commitment that a church agrees to make.
So our vision is to help people meet the challenges that result from divorce, but our mission is to assist churches in extending the care and knowledge and empathy and healing to the people in their communities, their church community and their physical community. And so we offer the opportunity to partner with them. We bring our expertise to them. We make the seminar when we are able to do our next one in January, hopefully. We offer our seminar for them to promote, and then also offer to train people within their church who've been through a divorce and how to help others recover, and then enable the partner churches to host a small group, whether that's virtually or in person. We train their leaders to do that. And so this becomes a part of the repertoire of ministry that their church has to offer to the people within their community, but also within their geographic community. Because so many people where churches are located are, you know, going through divorce, have been divorced, and sometimes because of that, don't feel like they want to go to a church.
Yeah.
Don't like there won't be a church that will really accept them for who they are and what they've been through. And so this is a great outreach opportunity as well.
My guest on the phone is Bill Kuntz. He's a friend of mine. He founded 30 years ago the Divorce and Beyond ministry. And would it be fair for me to say, Bill, as we talk about partnership between Divorce and Beyond ministry and churches throughout the area, that you're focusing maybe not more than you originally did, but certainly there's a strong focus in your ministry to be able to scale the ministry and make it available to many more people. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. We want to reach as many people as possible. And, you know, the stats are very clear. If people go through a divorce and don't get the healing that they need, and they get married again, second marriages fail more frequently than first marriages because of the ruts and the rocks that they bring into their second marriage that aren't really dealt with in the first marriage. And so, you know, we want to interrupt that cycle. We want to intervene in that cycle and say people can get healed and can get better. They don't have to repeat the past. That's what we want to do. We want to do that in partnership with churches. And, you know, any of the churches that are pastors or leaders that are listening to this, I would certainly welcome an opportunity to share with you more about how we partner with churches and how we can become a part, an extension of what you do in reaching out to offer healing to people who have gone through or going through divorce.
And how would you prefer that they get in touch with you, Bill, these people listening this morning who want to find out more about becoming a church partner?
Yeah, the easiest way is just email me. It's William F. as in Frank Koontz, K-O-O-N-T-Z, @gmail.com.
Okay, give that one more.
Koontz @gmail.com.
I'm sorry, I stepped on you. Go ahead and give that address one more time.
Sure, William F. as in Frank Koontz, K-O-O-N-T-Z, @gmail.com.
All right. And the website is divorceandbeyond.org. We've got maybe a couple of minutes left, Bill. Want to mention that this COVID-19 pandemic has delayed what was to be a scheduled seminar of Divorce and Beyond happening in September, correct? But you do have a tentative reschedule date?
Correct. January 23rd is our tentative reschedule. We really struggled. And honestly, as I'm talking to you right now, I feel a sense of sadness about not being able to offer the seminar on September 19th as we had designed, because I just know how many people benefit from that and then the subsequent small groups. We are still going to move forward with the small groups in all of our current partner churches. We have 8 of those, so we're moving forward with those small groups, but we will miss the benefit of the foundational experience of the seminar, you know, to precede those small groups. But that's where we're going January 23rd for our next one. Hopefully COVID will be more of a thing of the past at that point, or at least something that we don't need to be concerned about being in person anymore. And we can move forward and offer the seminar as we had hoped to this next month.
Yeah, sure hope so. Need to wrap up, Bill. Been talking with Bill Koontz, the founder of the Divorce and Beyond Ministry. Bill, God bless you and the volunteers who work so hard to help people who have experienced the pain and the loneliness of divorce. The Divorce and Beyond website is divorceandbeyond.org. The tentative date for the next seminar, January 23rd, what will be the location of that if it's able to happen, Bill?
We're tentatively scheduled to offer that at the Lebanon YMCA, Countryside YMCA in Lebanon. They've been a great host to us earlier this year in February, and we intend to go back there in January. We'll get that date finalized, and that'll be, you know, on our website.
Okay, and that website again is divorceandbeyond.org. Bill Koontz, God bless you. Always a pleasure, sir, and we will talk again soon, I'm sure.
One other quick comment. We've talked all about the adult component. We do offer a kid care seminar that runs concurrent to the adult seminar. So on January 23rd, there will be a kid care seminar for kids 8 to 12 because we want to help them heal as well. So just wanted to get that little PS in there, Jim.
I'm glad you did. That's important. Bill, thank you so much, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Jim.